this time, are there any comments from administration and council regarding the current debating matters on this agenda? Item number six, which is open to the public, are there any comments regarding item number 12, consent agenda items at this time? Number nine, thank you. Item number seven, an ordinance on second reading amending chapter 3, police regulations, section 3-26, idling of vehicles, truck idling restrictions, which is open to the public. Ms. Seeger, can you please read the ordinance? Resolved by Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance amending chapter 3, police regulations of the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, 3-26, idling of vehicles, was introduced on the 30th day of January 2018 and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of February 2018. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on February 13, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-02. Thank you, Ms. Seeger. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time regarding this reading? Do I have a motion?
Second.
Ms. Seeger, can you please call the roll? Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum? Yes. This item passes on second reading. Item number eight, an ordinance on second reading as well, for the acquisition of certain lands for the expansion of Possum Town Park, which is also open to the public. Ms. Seeger, can you please read the ordinance? Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Certain Lands for the Expansion of Possum Town Park in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, 122 Possum Town Road, Block 3802, Lot 121.04, was introduced on the 30th day of January 2018 and had passed the first reading and was published on the second day of February 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on February 13, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-03. Thank you, Ms. Seeger. Are there any comments or questions from the public regarding this ordinance at this time? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Ms. Seeger, can you please call the roll? Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum. Yes, this item passes on second reading. Item number nine, the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
A second?
Second.
Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Aaron?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Item number 10, announcements and comments from officials. Mr. Buller? Any comments or questions?
No comments.
Councilwoman Cahill?
I'd just like to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Future Valentine's
Day. Mr. Lombardi?
Same thing. Happy
Valentine's
Day to everyone.
Mr. Shaw?
No, thanks.
Mr. Aaron? Our business administrator, Tim?
Monday is President's Day, so the township offices are closed.
Yep, thank you. Council?
Tomorrow is my birthday also, so happy birthday. Valentine's Day
as well. Roger, happy birthday.
So 1 year. Just wanted to advise the council, we'll be moving forward on the ordinance, advising the videotaping issues, as well as the decorum issues that ACLU brought up, and also the informal conferences language in the ordinance. And we're clearing all that up. I handed out a working draft to all of you earlier before the meeting, and we will be, we have submitted this to the ACLU for their comment. We have it on, you'll see it on the proposed agenda, so we're looking to do a first reading in 2 weeks at the regular meeting. If you have any questions, any comments, if this is a working draft, you know, I also have copies for anybody in the audience if they would like a copy. You know, we'll be taking comments for the next 2 weeks until we have the first reading. Okay.
So I just have a few comments. I just left Sterling Village, so I just want to make everyone aware of a few upcoming events that they have. On Thursday, February 15th, they have a Valentine's Day party from 11 to 1. And on Friday, February 23rd, we have a Black History Celebration from 10 to 1. And I also would like to mention that the Muslim Center from Middlesex County has an event, a Black History event, on Saturday, February 24th from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's located at 1000 Post Lane, so if anyone would like to attend, please feel free to attend. Yes.
One other thing I'd like to bring up: this Saturday are the fire commissioners' elections. So everyone, please remember to get out and vote in your fire district fire commissioner elections, which is this Saturday, the 17th, at your local firehouses.
Thank you.
From 2 to 9.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 10, which is open to the public. At this time, if you have any comments or questions, please come to the podium and state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
David Akins, Campbell Scott, your name?
Good evening, Mr. Akins.
Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
This is a suggestion for item E, Echo. I know this came up last beginning about the expansion of the four markets. But do you think it's a good idea, since it's been out over a year, when you have that extension for a month, 2 months, to put the contractors in the app? Although initially I know it wasn't one time, because you're not going to remember this. Initially, especially with some of these contracts that last for 2 years. What do you think about that suggestion?
So you're stating at the contractor's name?
Yes.
Okay. That's something. Sure, we can take that into consideration. Thank you, Mr.
One other thing. You touched on this.
Mr. Akins, I think this one is listed this time. It's called All Clean Building Services. It's actually listed. It just, it probably doesn't sound like an official title, but I think this, in this case, it actually is. It's called All Clean Building Services Incorporated.
Yeah,
that's the contractor.
Okay.
I can see why you would question
that.
Yeah,
okay. That's fine. The last agenda meeting, there was a question I just want to clarify. The high school, middle school, elementary school, there's three schools. And my understanding that SROs are at those three public schools, security resource officers. And if I heard correctly, the township pays for that for the Board of Education. If that's so, why is the township paying for that for the Board of Education?
So you're stating at three specific schools, I don't know which schools they were, but you're stating that there are police officers located at the school, and is the township paying, and if so, why isn't the Board of Ed paying?
No, the township is paying.
Okay.
And why isn't the township paying? They didn't have money.
Why is the Board of Ed paying?
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, so great question. I'm going to look to, Tim, are you going to make the comment?
The SROs are police officers.
Yes.
So they're Piscataway Township police officers, are employees of Piscataway Township.
Yes.
So we have either formal or informal agreement with the Board of Ed to provide the SROs for the school districts.
Right, so you're stating we already allot the schools a sum of money, so why can't they take it out of the money that we already provided?
Right. And as far as covering the schools, out of money, let the three officers or four do something else and let the Board of Education hire someone to do that. To separate the township from the Board of Education as far as paying for.
Right, we can take that back and mention this to the board and have some discussion around it.
What do you think the board's going to say? They haven't done anything
I understand what you're saying, but again, this is what you're saying as a taxpayer. You feel that you're giving a certain amount of money to the schools already, and you feel that they should manage your budget and take it out accordingly.
Absolutely. Will you have an answer by next council meeting?
So I don't know that I'll have an answer, but I will commit to reaching out to the Board of Ed and making them aware of your question. We'll go from there.
Okay.
But I promise to get back to you.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you, Mr.
Morrow, 2250 Plainfield Avenue, North.
Good evening, sir.
One, I'd like to comment on his request, and I honestly feel like the township and the police are responsible for public safety, and the schools are part of Piscataway, so, you know, it would seem that would be normal duty for the police if that's required for student safety. It would seem to be a reasonable expense. We want to keep kids safe, et cetera. And I think schools are frequently already under-resourced, so pulling additional money out of their budgets doesn't make sense to me. So with that said, I wanted to find out, and I have a vague idea, but if we've heard anything from Hemford Group regarding the turning the building around and any update regarding this.
It's my understanding at this point in time we have not received any feedback as of yet.
I know Councilman Conn, I apologize he's not here tonight. I know he is the council designate to speak to Hemford Groups, and I know he had a meeting with them. I think he said it at the last meeting. He's not here tonight, but I will reach out to him and ask him to see if he's gotten an update. I think he would have advised.
I actually had asked him, and I got a one-line response. I know he's in trials, so he's busy, but he said he hadn't heard any updates, but I thought I'd...
Yeah, I can tell you that. I did speak to him, and as of right now, we have not heard anything.
And they are looking, the last meeting that they had, and I think he stated this here, is that they are looking into it. There's obviously going to be an expense and all that good stuff. And they will get back to him with what all that is. But he has not heard back yet. I know he heard that it would take them some time to go back and look and see what the whole cost was. But I'll reach out to him if the council.
And at this point, though, my understanding is they had agreed to the truck idling ordinance and waiving any private property restrictions on that.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure that's accurate, but I don't know that for sure.
I don't know what they agreed to or not, so I don't want to make a statement.
All right. So that was all I had.
Mr. Weil, I'll reach out to Mr. Khan for you and ask him to either reach out to you, or if he has some information, I'll be sure to pass it on.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Hi, Jim Brennan, 2200 Custer Street.
Good evening, Mr. Brennan.
Good evening. So just to follow on Mr. Weil's comments, I too have been looking for a follow-up on this Penford issue. The idea of going back to Penford to make amendments to the building back to the way they originally proposed it started at the end of December. A letter to Penford was sent on January 15th, but it was proposed entirely before that. Mr. Conn went on vacation before that letter even went. So now we're 6 weeks out from when that process started, and we have no information. And I understand it does take some time, but I'm starting to feel like this is a dog and pony show. That this is just a way to drag it out so that somebody can come back to us and say, well, we tried, but it's too late. I don't think it's too much to ask that we get some feedback. I've called Mr. Conn every day for the last 9 days and have not received a return phone call. And I'm sure if one of his legal clients called in 9 times, they get a phone call. They pay him a little bit more, I get it, but I don't think it's too much to ask for our elected representatives to return phone calls. And he's not the only one.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan.
There are others sitting there that rarely return phone calls as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
My name is Fred White. I live at 607 Ellis Parkway.
Good evening, Mr. White.
First of all, I want to thank the gentleman over here for having his office call me back. He regarded decibel meters. I found out that the county takes care of that. What's disappointing, however, is that there are extra loud trucks idling their engines and it's over the limit, you can't just call them up and they come out and text it. You have to ask a day in advance. And so by that time, the extra noise might not be there. Mm. But anyway, I wanted to thank him for that. And I also am concerned about the turning around and having the opening on Centennial rather than Plainfield, North Plainfield. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Council President, just make a note that I'll ask Mr. Mott for every resident from that area to bring it back to you. And if he cannot, then I will support him.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway.
Good evening, Ms. Berger.
Good evening. So I'm thrilled to hear that the council is working on an ordinance or a replacement ordinance for the videotaping informal conference, police powers issues, and I would love to get a copy of that.
Sure.
Before we break here. I just had a question because I was a little confused last week. Councilwoman Lombardi and Councilman Khan talked about the fiscal committee meeting where you went over the budget and did all that hard work. And I'm just a little confused because there's nothing on the website about the committees and who's on which committees and when the committees meet. And if they're not subject to the Public Records Act because they're smaller groupings of the board, then I would have assumed that those notices would have shown up in the OPREG request, the Open Public Records Act request that I made that Raji noted last.
Right, so we have committees and there's a safety committee, there's a personnel committee, there's quite a few committees.
In the reorg notes and on the and in the ordinance that establish, or the article that establishes the function of the committee, of the council rather, there's four standing committees: fiscal, public works, public safety, and personnel. It's unclear when those committees meet because the business and who's on those committees. It's not public anywhere that I could find. I spent a little time on the Clerk HQ website that I've been directed to, which, P.S., doesn't link easily to your website. Like, if you don't know that it exists, you would never find it. So you might want to just make it a little less complicated for folks.
Yeah, I know, Ms. Burr, you did mention that you saw it on the reorg. It is, we are all listed on the reorg, and just so you know, those committees are never a quorum, just so you know.
Right, and so that's the question I have, Councilwoman. The informal conference items that I requested to be open, that I opened, I was informed by Ms. Cedar's office that there were no informal conferences and there were no meetings of the council other than the council meetings that took place here. But both things can't possibly be true. You have committee meetings and you conducted business under some other structure, then you would at least have a record that those meetings took place, not necessarily a formal notice, but that they actually happened. So I'm confused because A and B cannot both be true.
Understood.
Okay. Ms. Berger, hi, Mike Baker.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, good to see you again.
Nice to see you too. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's Day. They can both be true because a meeting of a committee of less than a quorum is not a meeting of the council.
But the ordinance and the informal conference says that they would those things would take place, and so maybe
That reference a meeting of a majority of the council, which, as you pointed out, can't be done without public notice. These are working group meetings of committees, which by their nature have less than a majority of the council on it, so they're not formal meetings. I don't know when you meet and the timing, but I'm sure it's throughout various times throughout the year they're working. They are informal and they do not qualify as council meetings.
Right, because I've never, in the 6 or 8 times I've been here, I've not heard a committee report. So, and they're not on the listed on the agenda, so it's sort of strange that you would, did you have committee, are there committee meetings besides the one that missed?
It was not a formal finance
committee. Right, exactly.
Meeting. When we're working on budget items, we can get together, but it's only with one or two, and maybe Daniel, but we can never get together all at the same time, because we know that's against the law.
Well, only if you don't notice it. I mean, it's perfectly legal if you notice it.
Right.
Right. I mean, other governing bodies, and both in town and around the area, have opened their committee meetings to the public, and they notice them. And then, yeah, Highland Park just put out a list about their committee,
I guess what I should say is according to what Mike was just stating here, that we do not have, those are not like official meetings, and we do not have more than three council people present. And those committee meetings take place.
So then if I wanted to get a record of when those meetings took place, I would have to open those different than the informal conferences and the council meetings. Or do you not keep a record of those meetings either?
They may not be scheduled meetings. I mean, we could just decide that we're just going to have a, I could say, okay, Michelle, I'm going to meet you at such and such and have a conversation, or I may just see her and start to have a conversation. So it may not be an official meeting.
Right. I'm trying to get to when there is actually an official meeting of the Public Works Committee. For example, if the public were interested in learning what the committee that deals with public works issue or public safety. And would it be possible to at least get a list of which...
They're not scheduled at a regular date on those meetings.
Right. And Council President, if I may, Stacey, I'm sure that we can come up and, of course, let the public know, but we do actually probably seamlessly, and you wouldn't know it, but for example, Councilman Ballard is always reporting on the senior center, and because he's involved and he's on a committee for the aging group. And he'll do that here.
But that's not a committee, that's not a formal committee.
Right.
Right. I'm trying to get to the formal.
Okay, and then on the finance committee, like specifically, Councilman Kahn mentioned last week, you know, who's on it, so they see the budget or talk about it. I mean, he's free to report on it here in the council meeting. Right. I just haven't heard anybody actually give
a committee report, so I was curious how the committees function, because last week I was told that there were no informal conferences, and so I'm just trying to figure out, and I think a lot of people are trying
not
to understand.
Not with the forum, there's not.
No, I understand that, but I'm just...
So I guess if I could just sum this up, because I think we're going to go back and forth.
I'm just trying to understand. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. So as we stated, when there's more than three people present, then that's something that we need to notice on.
Correct. Right. No, I understand that.
And in the event that we do, you know, if I meet Michelle or if I talk to her out and about, I can tell you that I don't document that actually occurs. It could be an informal meeting. To your point last week, I think you said if you meet at a restaurant or something of that nature and I have a discussion, it's not something that I document because it could be unofficial.
Right. I'm trying to get to the official committee meetings that the board... that the council conducts its business at. So if there's a public safety issue, for example, if I can just finish my thought, Council President. If there's a public safety issue and a member of the public wanted to bring it to the council's attention, they might want to attend, for example, a committee meeting of the public safety committee of the council. Who's on the public safety?
So I think I understand your point. So if you have a public safety concern and you would like to meet with the public safety committee, all you have to do is let us know. And we could actually have a formal meeting, we can actually schedule that, and we could actually have those members attend that.
That's actually not my question, but I appreciate the honor very much. I'm just trying to understand if those meetings are never regularly scheduled, like people can't plan
them. I think currently they're not regularly scheduled. The committees meet as they need to do work, and they do it on an informal basis, get together and discuss things. So there wouldn't be noticed under the Public Meetings Act.
The Open Public Meetings Act is a floor, not a ceiling.
That's something that council, I think, may take into consideration after your comments is maybe start scheduling some regularly scheduled subcommittee meetings.
I'm just curious, but trying to understand how it works, and I don't think I'm alone in that. I think people are curious about how the council functions, and we want to see what's going on so people can be involved.
So I think your comments are taken into consideration, and they may look into actually scheduling formal subcommittee meetings and noticing to the public to see if the public wants to come out and discuss anything.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Sure. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time?
Good evening. Bill Irwin, 233 Ellis Parkway. Your comments. I think the suggestion, the governance suggestion embedded in Ms. Berger's comments was that, that you had these meetings, that, once a month you have a regular finance meeting or a regular public safety meeting.
We don't really have a regular one. I think that's what we're trying to say.
We all perfectly understand that. There's not a regularly scheduled meeting currently. And, it's your governing body, and you run it however you want. But the suggestion is that if you had such regularly scheduled meetings, if you were to start having those meetings, then someone who was interested in finance or had a question about finance, they could go to the finance committee. And there would be the people there that would be best positioned to answer their question. And then, for example, they wouldn't have to come here with a finance question.
Right.
Actually, speaking of finance questions, is the 2017 audit finalized and available yet?
No, they're just beginning to work.
Okay, 2016?
2016 is completed, it's on the website.
It's on the website, oh, that's great. Okay, because that came up, and this would be another good thing for the Finance Committee. I watched the video last, the last meeting, which was interesting. But one of the interesting things that came up was a question that I've heard from time to time in different contexts regarding the why, and, we bought bricks, and what happened to our brick money, and, that's the sort of thing that the Finance Committee can answer. I think that the fund that was referred to, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Community Center Fund. That's, I think it's Exhibit C-14 in the 2015 audit. It's probably on page 115.
You sound like you know better than I do.
That is likely where that information would be found. So as of the 2015 audit, it had $3 million, which presumably came from excess surplus capital in the budget, which was put into that capital reserve fund, which is a sensible course of action. As of 2012, it had 5,000 in it. So the short answer to the bricks question is that money got spent somewhere along the line. It's spent now.
Yeah, no, that's not.
No, that's not the case. And I think at our last meeting, Tom Connors, he had a question about this, and we let him know that what he could do is he could actually contact our business administrator, and he could find out, because I think he may have purchased a brick or two. So
I'm not saying it was illegitimate that the money got spent.
I'm presuming
that it got spent on a site preparation
costs. Mr. Irwin, the money is not spent.
Right.
The money is there for the residents who pay for those books, and that's what Mr. Connors said.
Right. It's approximately $165,000 to the
which fund is that located in?
It's in a separate account. Money was sold.
Oh, so it's not in the community center.
No, the money you're referring to is the money at the county. The county gave the township money, $5 million, 5, 6, 7 years ago for the project, and we still have money available for that. Money has not been spent.
Correct. Would it be possible to get a recapitulation of the community center fund from the fund flows from inception through December 2017,
because
that
would probably go over
request. Answering any
questions. Sure. Over request to the clerk's office and glad to answer it.
Can I email that, or you need a formal OBRA, or
over request, and I'll take care of it.
Okay, so that wording's correct, just so I don't worry more.
Well, you asked for what you would like, so an OBRA request. If you have any questions on what understanding your request, we'll contact you.
Okay.
As allowed under state law.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Please. Sure, sir. Please come to the podium and state your name and address. Sure. We'll take it.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council President. My name is Junior Romero with Food and Water Watch. We're based at 100 Bayard Street in New Brunswick.
Sir, what was your last name again?
Junior Romero.
Romero. And what was the organization?
Food and Water Watch.
Food and Water Watch, okay.
We're a New Jersey environmental nonprofit, and we've been approaching towns regarding the Off Fossil Fuels campaign that ourselves and 50 other groups in New Jersey have been supporting. Basically, premised out of the U.S. Conference of Mayors met earlier this year, or last year, actually, in 2018. And passed a resolution supporting getting their municipalities to 100% renewable energy ASAP. They had a target date of 2035, because this is what scientific consensus agrees is what we need to reach to avert a climate tipping point, as they call it. So in New Jersey, 60 elected officials have already pledged their support to get off fossil fuels and onto 100% renewable energy. This doesn't necessarily mean that they're passing ordinances to get there sustainably in their towns, rather urging the state to pass laws in place that would get us there and go to the federal government as well. But at the federal government, we're not going to pass as progressive policies as we can here in New Jersey. What you have in front of you is actually a resolution that Atlantic City passed last year. Atlantic City, as you may know, is one of the few towns that have offshore wind. They have turbines there, and it's also a community of color that is in desperate need of jobs to come to their area, and they passed this resolution because they know that jobs come with a huge transition to renewable energy, and they support this goal. Basically, my pledge, my plea to the council and council president is to adopt a resolution as Atlantic City has passed, and we're talking with Princeton, Franklin, and Highland Park as well right now, urging them to pass a resolution similar to the one you have here to get us off fossil fuels and onto 100% renewable energy. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Romero. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I think someone's come to my neighborhood. I think they knocked on my doors asking about this too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Any other comments or questions from the public? Okay. Mr. Rubs.
Curtis Grove, 1750 West Third.
Good evening, Mr. Grove.
Hi, Mr. Grove.
F. Brian said the award contract for the second year. I just need to give him an option for the second year.
Option. This is item number F. This is a resolution for 2017-2018.
Yes. I just want to know who monitors the people that does this.
You're saying
who monitors green?
Who oversees them when they do their work?
The public works.
That would be God.
Guy or whoever guy designates.
We need to get guy or board for something. These guys are not doing a good job. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how they're gonna get award today. No. But last meeting I was talking to you guys and the mayor said the M&A contract for cleaning up the properties and they would get to it. I think that contract is over. Is it or is it not? The contract for M&A to clean up the problem part.
Was that the one that was extended?
I don't think it's been.
Doesn't mention it. I'm not sure to find out. I know it was awarded after I got here last year, so I got here in April, so it probably still is in effect until probably May or June, I would think.
You have the answer for me for the next meeting?
Sure.
Mr. Webb, do you want to call you before the next meeting? No. Please, you answer.
I'll be here.
Okay.
The issue I have about the grass cutting, and last year we were talking about dredging the parks, the pond across the street from the park. Remember, Frank?
I remember.
Okay. Last meeting, we discussed that property belongs to the truck stop, correct? That property belongs to the people on 2nd Street. That's what I was told last meeting, right?
Right, I think you're right. We said it was private.
Okay. Now, how are we going to dredge that if it belongs to him?
We
were talking about going in with public works and dredging the water so it wouldn't flood. Now, this year, it's not
property. Tim, could you check into that? Could you check? Because I just want to make sure we're speaking correctly about the right property and we know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I keep asking Curtis. If Curtis would come in, he can sit with Guy and me instead of we do this every 2 weeks. You know, and it gets harder. Come in and see back in we can look at the maps and pull a little
information. It's not that hard. If you know the piece of property, it's across the street from here to Wood Park. It's not a big piece of property. It goes all the way up to Columbia Park.
So I guess this is right, and that's something you just said. If it has a lien on it, right, then that's a way that we could go in and do it. Right. It would become a public nuisance.
I don't think it's a lien, and I think maybe this thing has been going on for like 4 years. And it's been with all of them saying, we're going to go get in there so it doesn't flood and the water will run past Columbia Park and all this. Now, you say, it ain't ours, it's ours.
So, if you can, any day in Lake, come in here and we'll have a meeting with you and me and Guy and Joe. We'll do it in the municipal building. So, if there's a question of ownership, we'll go down to the tax office and we can resolve it instead of me guessing what you want and I guessing what I'm asking him for. We just sit down together, I'm sure we can probably resolve it in about 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay. So we're going to do lunch tomorrow.
We're actually going to be in Trenton. There's a river road in Trenton. They have to go test the fire. Any day next week? Give Dana
my schedule's kind of busy too.
Okay, or a week after. I want to try to solve the problem, but
okay,
it's been going on for 4 years. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be solved.
If you can't solve it, I know somebody. I need to know if I can get the request of the work orders for the public works for today. I had at 8:30 this morning, there was a street sweeper out. He did the odd side of Hazelwood Third. Now, that was at 8:30 in the morning, so I assumed he was gonna come back and finish it. What happened? I called Guy, so I didn't get an answer. So I need to know who the gentleman was.
Yeah, Guy was out sick today.
Okay, so I need to know who the gentleman was that does one side of the street and don't use no water. I need to know.
Well, we're not using water in the wintertime. We have the vacuum cleaner and we have the Timco cleaner, neither of which use water. I don't think we've got one that does use water. I don't think we're going to use it because it's going up to 24 degrees today.
Okay, so maybe when I set the meeting up, maybe you could come out to my area, then we'll come up here and talk to God. But he needs water to pick up dirt from.
Yeah, but nobody really uses water in the wintertime. That's why we have Timco sweeper and the vacuum sweeper.
Okay, so I need to put a request into God while I'm here. Did the storm drain need to clean over at the park?
Okay, so you have that, Tim?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Grubbs.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Okay, at this time, I'd like a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, meeting has been adjourned, and I'd like to move on to the proposed agenda meeting for February 27th. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Buller?
Here.
Mrs. Cahill?
Here.
Mr. Kahn?
Here.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Here.
Mr. Schaub?
Here.
Mr. Ryan?
Here.
Mrs. McCollum?
Here. Can you please stand for the flag salute? Item number five, this is an ordinance on second reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriation and establish the cap bank. This will be open to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the council at this time?
Council President, just to make a note that this we do every year.
Item number six, which is an ordinance on first reading, amending Chapter 2, Administration Section 2-6, Council Meetings, a resolution to adopt this ordinance. And I believe this is what our attorney Barsh spoke about earlier. Are there any comments or questions at this time regarding that ordinance? Item number seven, master resolution for biddable items for 2018. Are there any comments or questions on this item? Item number eight, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment. This is for 377 Holmes Lane. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number nine, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment. This is for 330 South Randolph Road. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 10, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment for 141 Apple Road West. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 11, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes due to tax court judgment, again, at 140 Apple Road West. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing change order number one for restroom renovations to the administration building, DPW, and public safety building, not to exceed $7,858.91. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 13, a resolution authorizing return of maintenance bond for 20 Duke Road. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 14, a resolution authorizing the sale of 139 School Street. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 15, a resolution authorizing return of duplicate 2018 retail food license fee and late fee to Wendy's for $445. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 16, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes for duplicate payments for various blocks and lots. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 17, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of tax due to tax court judgment, and this is at 855 Centennial Avenue and 833 Centennial Avenue. Any comments or questions at this time? Item number 18, a motion to accept the report of the clerk's account for January 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, a motion to accept the report of the Division of Revenue for January 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 20, a motion to receive and enter into minutes disbursements for the month of January 2018. Any comments or questions? Item number 21, a motion to be accepted minutes from the regular and agenda meetings for December 19, 2017. Are there any comments or questions at this time? Item number 22, a motion to accept the minutes for the reorganization and agenda meetings for January 2nd, 2018. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 23, are there any announcements and comments from officials at this time, Mr. Bullard?
Myself and other fellow Catholics, so far we begin Lent season on Valentine's Day. So I told my husband we'll have to go out to a seafood restaurant. But I do want to say to those folks who begin the Lent season, you know, it's a time of reflection. And then I'm not sure shortly thereafter, at some point, Passover will be celebrated, as it seems that Easter and Passover are hand in hand and would make sense. But I do hope for all those folks celebrating over this season, time for reflection. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Barty?
Just wanted to make an acknowledgement. We had Abraham Lincoln over at the Senior Center. I thought you would bring this on Monday afternoon. And I think he had a very nice turnout. And he sure did look like Abraham Lincoln.
A lot of times people say Elvis is back and kicking. Abraham Lincoln was at Senior Center just a day or so on Monday. And believe me, his face, his expression, it was like the man, you know?
Well, thank you to him.
Councilman Kapil Shaw?
No, thanks.
Councilman Aaron? No. Mayor, yeah. Any comments or questions?
Less than 4 hours left to Fat Tuesday. So let's practice in Catholic, so if you want to eat meat, now's the time to do it before Lent starts.
Okay. Tim, our business administrator. Council, Mr. Weaker. At this time, I don't have any additional comments, but I'd like to open it to the public. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Okay, I'd like to have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you and have a good evening.